odds and win. Lovers they can't divide, making it side by side. Trouble may be around us, standing our ground and we won't give in. Swimming against the tide, making it side by side.
Good morning.
Hi.
What's the matter?
Oh, I pulled a muscle in my neck.
Oh, say no more. I'll just turn on my magic fingers and you'll be as good as new. Here we go.
Oh, Jack, that feels so good.
Vicky, come on now. We're not doing this for pleasure. We're doing this purely for therapeutic. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Machine's broken. Fingers on the loose. Watch out now. Watch out. The circle fingers. The circle. They're on me now, Vicky.
Hi, Kenny.
Good morning.
Come on in.
Come on. Bring him down. Good morning, Mr. Bradford.
Am I interrupting anything?
Just about to sit down to breakfast.
Oh, pancakes. Well, I'm just in time.
Aren't you supposed to be on a diet?
I don't have to be on a diet. I'm the perfect weight for my height and build.
You have your job at the hut.
Forget the pancakes, I'll just have coffee. Actually, I came by to bring you a present.
A present?
Yes, it's a housewarming gift. I think you'll really like it.
Well, what do you know about that? That's very nice. What is it, Mr. Bradford?
It's a picture of me.
Thanks, Daddy. Aw. What do you think, Jack? Should we put it on the sofa table?
Where everyone can see it?
What?
Where everyone can see it.
Oh. I have something else for you two.
A picture of you on a pony.
The Budenmeiser Ensemble is giving a series of chamber concerts. Would you like to go?
Oh, we'd love to. Right, Jack?
Budenmeiser. They're a world-famous string quartet.
Quartet? Hey, I love quartets. Remember Manfred Mann? There she was, just a-walking down the street, singing do-wah-dee-dee-dee.
Jack.
It's a shame the gong show isn't on anymore. Here you go. Tonight's the first concert.
Tonight, wait. Tonight is the Raiders-Redskins game. I thought we'd stay home and watch it.
Another football game?
Vicky, it's not just another football game. It's the biggest game of the year.
But we stayed home and watched the biggest game of the year last week.
This is even bigger.
But Jack, wouldn't it be nice to go out on your night off once in a while?
We went out 2 weeks ago.
That was to the demolition derby, wasn't it?
It was an auto race.
Oh, well, I knew it was something cultural.
Jack, I don't want to stay home and watch another football game.
Vicky, come on now. Remember, there's always halftime.
Jack.
And then afterwards.
Well,
unless you really want to go to a concert.
What concert?
God, there you go again. That's your answer to everything. Sex.
Sex is the answer. What's the question?
My point is, it takes more than that. Well, your relationship's going to be in big trouble.
Oh, now, come on, Daddy. Jack and I happen to have a very good relationship.
Oh, really?
Yes.
If it weren't for physical attraction, there'd be nothing to hold you two together.
Hey.
That's not true.
Well, what else do you have in common?
Everything.
Like what?
Like a lot of things.
Name one.
Like classical music.
What?
Yeah, I was only kidding before, Vicky. I can see the Raiders play any time, but not the Budweiser Quartet.
That's Budenmeiser.
Well, sure, if you use the German pronunciation.
Austrian.
Who cares what country they come from? It's the music that counts.
Very well. I just hope you appreciate it. Now, this is a rare opportunity to savor one of the finer experiences in life.
How come you're not going?
And miss the Raiders-Redskins game? No way.
Thank you. Boy, your father really gave us great seats.
Yeah. I really appreciate you giving up your football game tonight.
Are you kidding, Vicky? I know how much this means to you. Who's that?
Some friends of my father's.
Oh. Why don't you go over and say hello?
Why?
Well, I think you should. Otherwise, it'd be very rude, Vicky, if you didn't.
Oh, well, okay. I'll be right back.
Take your time. My hearing aid.
Oh, look at this.
Little indigestion. Should have eaten something before I came here. Excuse me. Terribly so. Did you see that fly? They should have screens here. Ooh, he's big. And he mad.
Disgusting.
I'm sorry, let's give him to Spiffy here.
Well, I said hello.
Oh, good, good.
I think we're about to start.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Great. Go.
Jack, they have to tune up first.
Oh, yeah, I'm just so excited. I just want them to go. Isn't this fun?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the first concert of our series. There will be a change in tonight's program. Instead of the Mozart, you will be hearing the Haydn String Quartet in G major, Opus 54, number 1.
Oh, no!
I'm sorry you feel that way.
I told you, don't talk to me.
How many times do you want me to say I'm sorry? Would you loosen up? Come on, Vicky, years from now, you're gonna look back on this and think it was very funny.
Ha!
See, you're laughing already. If you ask me, I think you're being very petty. You know, I didn't ask to go to this concert. I only went for your sake.
From now on, don't do me any favors.
No, that's fair. Now, you're trouble to forgive me for that.
What?
And that's another thing, you never listen. So your trouble is you can't forgive and forget. You know, if I'm big enough to say I'm sorry, you should be big enough to accept it.
And you know what your trouble is?
What?
You're foaming at the mouth.
You forgot to turn off the lights.
You were the last one in bed.
You happy?
My toe, I think it's broken. I think the big toe is broken. We have big toe pain. It's broken.
Can you wiggle it?
Hmm?
Try to wiggle it. Looks fine to me.
Thank you for your sympathy. You've got my pillow.
Good.
Give it to me.
No.
Vicky, will you give it?
No.
I need that. Mine's the one with the ducky feathers. Come on.
Would you stop?
Give me.
Stop.
You really want me to stop?
No. Wait a minute.
What?
We're doing just what my father said.
He said we should do this?
Jack, he said we have nothing in common except sex.
Well, your father doesn't know what he's talking about.
Jack?
Hmm.
Maybe we ought to cool it for a while.
Cool it?
Yeah, I don't know, for maybe a week or so.
A week? Wait, Vicky, we don't have to prove anything to your father.
How about proving it to ourselves?
We don't have to prove anything to ourselves either. Do we?
Do we?
Maybe we do. Well, a week isn't that long, right?
Right.
Okay, well.
Okay, well.
Good night.
Good night, Jack.
All right.
Where are you going?
Just thought I'd take a quick shower.
Just don't use up all the cold water.
I wish your father could have seen us tonight. He wouldn't have said we didn't have anything in common then.
You really enjoyed the ballet?
Oh, yeah, Vicky. I'm telling you, when those two swans tiptoed across the stage, I got goosebumps.
It was beautiful, wasn't it?
Oh, yes!
Thursday, they're doing Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and... Thursday, though, but, see, the thing is, I feel kind of guilty about leaving Easy alone in the restaurant 3 times in 1 week.
Oh, but he likes being in charge.
Yeah.
And since you enjoyed the ballet so much...
Oh, I did. I liked it even more, I think, than you liked going to the fights last night.
Oh, no. That was so exciting. Ringside seats.
Yeah. Especially when Boom Boom Rodriguez was knocked into our laps. You think you'll be able to get those stains off of your dress?
Sure. No problem. Why don't you see if there's something interesting going on tomorrow? You see anything you like?
Oh, yes.
What?
What? The zinnias are in bloom at the Arboretum.
Oh, how exciting. I'd really like to... Oh!
What? What's the matter?
Oh, my neck again.
Oh, here, turn around. Let's go. Here. You know, it's really hard to believe that this week's gone by so fast.
Oh, yes.
Only four more days. But that's only 96 hours.
Jack.
What?
I'll be right back.
I'll take your time. You expecting a cold wave?
Well, it's been a little chilly the last few nights.
Tell me about it.
What?
No, nothing, Vicky. Just, good night.
Good night.
Oh. Yeah.
Neither.
Vicky, listen, I've been thinking, maybe we should...
Watch TV?
I said, maybe we should watch TV. That was what I was... You know, there's an old war movie on tonight.
Oh, I love those old movies.
Yeah, me too. That's it.
Quick, Denise, jump into my foxhole.
Oh, Roger.
I don't care.
Turn it off.
They're supposed to make war, not love.
Oh, Jack, this isn't working.
I know.
We can't go on like this.
Vicky, I've been waiting for you to say that. Where are you going?
To sleep on the couch.
The couch?
For the rest of the week.
Vicky.
Good night, Jack.
You know, I just...
Good morning.
No.
What's the matter?
Well, do you have to go around half naked?
What? Is that all you ever think about?
Listen, I think about a lot of things.
Oh? Well, do you ever think of picking up your clothes? The least you can do is put away your sex. Your socks. Ow, oh.
Is your neck still bothering you?
Yeah.
Take some aspirin.
I'll get it. Oh, hi, Daddy.
Good morning, Victoria.
Come on in.
Is there something you wanted, Mr. Bradford?
I was on my way to the office and thought I would just drop by to say hello.
Hello. Now, if you don't mind...
And to remind you about tonight's concert.
Concert?
Well, I told you it was a series. Or are you all cultured out?
No. I really enjoyed that first concert, didn't I, Vicky?
Oh, yeah. You should have seen him. He was so excited, he jumped right out of his seat.
Really? Well, I just... Oh... Don't you ever dust in here? Just a few seconds a day is all. What's this? What's this? Victoria got you sleeping on the couch?
No, Daddy, I'm sleeping on the couch.
Oh, you two have a little fight?
We're sleeping apart voluntarily.
Oh, voluntarily?
Despite what you think, we can't keep our hands off one another.
What do you mean, what I think? Oh. Wait a minute. This doesn't have anything to do with our conversation last week.
Mr. Bradford, you came by to say hello. Why don't you say hello
temper,
and just...
Temper. Somebody got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
Don't put a sock in it.
What?
She said put a sock in it.
Well, I guess I know what I'm not wanting.
Mr. Bradford?
Too late to apologize.
You forgot your briefcase.
You know, I have just one thing to say to you two.
I hope it's goodbye. Excuse me.
Oh, no.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're very pleased to announce that tonight, the Budenmeiser Ensemble will perform the Schumann Quartet No. 3 in A major, Opus 41. If that's all right with you.
Sure, fine. No problem. Go ahead. Have fun with it.
Thank you.
Come on.
like us to turn off the lights?
I still can't believe that was us.
That was us, all right. My lips still hurt.
Jack, do you think my father could be right?
Huh?
We couldn't even last a week.
I know.
And if that's all we have in common...
then maybe... we don't belong together.
Maybe we don't.
Yeah, well, I gotta go on down to the restaurant, check out how things are going.
I have to do my uniform. I have to dress for tomorrow's flight and stuff.
Vicky, I gotta talk to you right now. Let me go first, okay?
Okay.
This whole thing's got me all confused. You know, I mean, look, you like ballet, I like football. So what? All I know is that I want to be with you all the time. And when you're away on a flight, I go crazy worrying something might happen to you. You know, it's like a piece of me that's missing. And then when I see you, suddenly I'm all together again. If that's physical attraction, then I gotta...
That's not physical attraction. That's love.
It is?
I was going to say the same thing, but you said it much better.
I did?
Much better.
Vicky, are you coming on to me?
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy. Mr. Bradford?
Crowd was videotaped in front of a studio audience.
A tiny tyke terrorizes babysitters Jack and Chrissy. Three's Company is next on Deja Vu.